All right, let's continue. So we just want to quickly review what we did yesterday. So yesterday we were doing the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. That although there's a machlokes, which is ma'akev which, but everybody agrees when there's the zika, then they're ma'akvin each other. And definitely the shechita creates the zika. Question is if the tznufa creates the zika as well. But the pshat is like this. In other words, According to Rabbi Akiva, what were we saying? That the lechem is the ikar. And truthfully, the Gemara says later on, you don't even need the kvasim to be matir lechem. So he said that without the shtei lechem, so you don't need, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't need the kvasim for the shtei lechem. But once you have once the zika is created, so now the kvasim become kavua as the vehicle of the Shtei Lechem. In other words, it seems very Akiva that there's the mitzvah Shtei Lechem on its own, and then there's the Shtei Lechem b'toras hakravas, b'toras avoda. Without the Zika, they exist just as the mitzvah Shtei Lechem. But once you have the Zika, now they become incorporated into, now you mekadesh them in terms of, or at least now you're tying their kiyam to avoda. So without the kvasim, you can't have the kiyam anymore. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the other way. It goes the other way. In terms of kvasim, they're not ma'akev. The lechem's not ma'akev the kvasim, because he looks in terms of the system of karbonos. So kvasim have their own internal complete shame. They have their own. They have their own completion independently of the lechem. The lechem, in terms of karbon, doesn't. So normally, yolz the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akev the kvasim. But if you have the zika, then the kvasim become defined as the matir of the lechem, and therefore they also will be lacking in their avoda without the lechem. Okay, but the question yesterday was, is it the tznufa or is it the shechita? So the tznufa is mechayim. So the tznufa precedes the shechita. So that was the question. When Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a funny gemara, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, the zika is the shechita. And then Ula says, Bo b'mar rava, tznufa o sezika, weino o sezika, pashut. Leimid Rabbi Yochanan, da Rabbi Yochanan, shechita o sezika. So mechlal tznufa eino o sezika. Since the tznufa comes first. And Rabbi Yochanan said, the shechita makes the zika, so it's pashut, the tznufa is not making the zika, because the tznufa always precedes the shechita. So why would you say the tznufa makes the zika if the shechita makes the zika? I mean, why do you say shechita makes the zika if it's already zokik from the tznufa? So the Gemara says, no, that's exactly what they were asking. Gufa kami boile. I don't know what kind of question this is. Why would they have such a question? They were asking in Eretz Yisrael, was it Pashut to Rabbi Yochanan the Shechita the Zika? Or was he not so sure about that? What kind of question? Why would you have a doubt like that? I mean, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shechita makes the Zika. But did he really mean it? Or was he, Dilma, they were mesupik about what? Was it mifshat poshet leil Rabbi Yochanan shechit ozizika? Vitznufa eina ozizika? Was he saying, this is the only thing that makes ozizika? Dilma shechita pshitale. Vitznufa mesafkale. Teku. So what do you do on a teku like that?
That means there's more than one stage for the zika.
So what's the point though, as we just started discussing a little bit yesterday, that the Gemara says later on that the shechita is mekadesh the lechem, right? So if you would say that the tznufa creates the zika, then but it wouldn't create but the shechita is mekadesh. So what is the difference between zika and kedusha? So it's very simple. In other words, in terms of, let's say, like certain psulim are only if it has kedusha, like a psul of yatza. So if you had the zika and then it went out of the azara, it wouldn't be a problem. But if it had kedusha and it left the azara, then it would be possible. So there's a difference. If it had the Zika without the Kedusha, and then it broke, for instance, got destroyed, something happened to it, so then you'd have to replace it, you'd have to start over. Right? But if it didn't have if it was just Yotza, that wouldn't create a psalm. All right, let's go a little further. You want to just go through the Gemara? What do you want to do? Let's go through the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Chanina, the Rav Huna b'Rei Rabbi Yeshua. V'haki k'siv kadosh. This is an interesting, this is interesting. V'haki k'siv kodesh yiyeh l'Hashem l'Kohen. So he says, let's analyze that pasuk. Okay, so what does the pasuk say? It says, V'heinef ha-Kohen osam al lechem ha-Bikurim tenufa l'fnei Hashem al shnei kvasim. So first the pasuk says, do the tenufa. Right? Of the kvasim and the lechem. And then it says, Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakoin. Okay, so what is he trying to derive from there? He says, Upligi ben Nanas Rabbi Akiva. And they argue about what? About which is Ma'akev which. Correct? And they're arguing on that pasuk, Kodesh Yiyu Lash. Doesn't say Yiyu. Right? Kodesh Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakoin. So, if you're going to tell me that Tanufa makes the Zika, then there should be no argument, because they should be mocking each other. The time eich basa Tanufa v'lo basa shchita. Right? No, I'm sorry. That's the answer. Right. So, that's the kasha. Shema mina ain't Tanufa v'sa Zika. You know, as he's saying, like Rabbi Gershom spells it out, that if the Tanufa makes the Zika, and you're going to learn the Pasuk chronologically, right? So then that means to say, now is he saying, Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LaKohen means one of these is the essence and the other one is not necessary. One of them is the Iker and the other is Tofel. That means to say one is Ma'akev and the other is not. There's only one shame Kodesh Lashem that's going to be chal over here, and that's the one that's necessary. The only thing is, that pasuk is after the Maisa Tznufa was done. That's the seifa of the pasuk of Vehenef. So if you're going to say, tell me Tznufa makes the Zika, so then you can't then say, after the Tznufa, one is only one of them is necessary. So you see the Tznufa can't make the Zika. Now he's saying if the Tanufa made the Zika, so then ex post Tanufa, they're ma'akvin each other. So the Pasuk, so how could they learn from the Pasuk of Kodesh Yu Lashem LaKohen, which is after the Tanufa, that only one of them is ma'akvin? He says, Ula taimech basa Tanufa v'lo basa shchita. Yeah, what does that mean? Bit me off. Havada de la Kohen lo havi el achashchita. He says, but even according to you, when it gets to the point of la Kodesh, of la Kohen, that has to be after the shchita. Because they can't eat the shlamim or the lechem until shchita. So then the whole thing doesn't work out. And then at that point, everybody would agree it's that they're mocking each other. So you see, there's something wrong with the way you're learning, because it would result in an impossibility, even according to you. Elamai yisloch lemeimar meikorakoi. Umai kodesh yihyu lashem lakoin. Davar shesofo lakoin. So how are you going to have to interpret it? You're going to have to say that the pasuk is talking kodem shchita. Right? When it says Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LaKohen, it doesn't really mean at the time that it's Roy for the Kohen. It's talking about before the Shechita, and it's talking about something that will be Roy for the Kohen. Achanami, Davash Yosofa LaKohen, Shechita, Davash Yosofa LaKohen. So to here, we'll say that what? That is before the Tanufa.
Yeah,
The Rabbeinu Gershom gives a full explanation, right? Lo tema hachanami, lo tema the basar tenufa ksiv, elakodem tenufa. Just like you're going to have to learn that Lashem Lakohen is really before Shechita, talking about after Shechita, so too this pasuk is before the Tznufa. Elakodem Tznufa, Vikodem Tznufa Pligi, Hilkach Akati Misafka, Itznufa Osazika, Ilo.
This is arguing whether this pasuk.
In other words, the pasuk is different. What his proof was in the initial. What did he think his proof was? Take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom. He says like this. He says, "Amai masafka lebitznufa I osazika vaksiv kodesh yiyu lashem lakohen." So he says that pasuk of kodesh yiyu lashem lakohen. What does that pasuk mean? So let's take that was what we ended off with on the other day. Let's take that as the that's the ibayis ema, right? Bikra gufe kar mifugi. The Rabbi Akiva says kodesh yiyu lashem lakohen means it's something that is going completely to the kohen from shulchan gavoa. Meaning to say, it has to be a reference to the lechem because the lechem is the only thing that's going to be given kulo to the kohen. If it was referring to the shlamim, right, then it would be miktsas lashem or miktsas lakohen. But it doesn't say that. It says kula lakohen. And Rabbi Shimon says on the contrary. By having that double lashon of lashem lakohen, that's mashma that it's the shlamim. Now the thing is, he's sort of, which one is this? This is Ben Nanas. He's sort of forced into this because of his thing that they brought the shlamim in the midbar. But what's a little bit confusing about this is, how do you read that pasuk? Kodesh yiyu lashem lakohen. So what his argument is like this. He's saying that pasuk is telling you one of them is the essence, right? But the pasuk that's telling you one of them is the essence is describing tenufa. So that implies, even after the tenufa, only one of them is the essence. But if tenufa makes the zika, then at that point they can't vote. You can't say one of them is the essence. It'd be impossible to say that tenufa makes them both indispensable. And this pasuk is going to be telling you one of them is dispensable when the pasuk itself is after the tenufa. That's his argument. So you see, it's impossible to say that tenufa is osa zika. That's his argument. How could you tell me this is suffic if the tenufa makes the zika? It's not possible. Right? That's his argument. So what's their counter argument? So just factually saying, but how are you learning the pasuk Kodesh Yiyu Lashem Lakohen? He says that means, he's saying you have two ways of learning the pasuk. You can either learn the pasuk as telling you, here is the essence of the day, and this is what you do with it. Okay? Or you can learn the pasuk as going step by step and commenting along the way on the status of the object as it progresses through through the Seder. So he says, your whole proof is assuming that it's a progression of order and a contemporaneous statement about that progression. So you're saying, well, the Pasuk says do Tenufa, and one of them is Kodesh. So you see, after the Tenufa, you still only need one of them. So his argument is, yeah, but you're not doing the full, you're not really going down to the full resolution, to the fine detail. Because in truth, if you're going to learn it's a step-by-step progression, then when it says Kodesh Yiyu Lashem LaKohen, that means to say the Kohen should eat the Lechem. But when would he eat the Lechem? Only after Shechita. So then according to you, if you're going to take your argument, you have to take it all the way. And then that would result in impossibility. That would result in saying that even after the Shechita, only one of them is the essence. But that everybody agrees is not true. So therefore, you must say on the contrary. The whole Pasuk is just speaking Me'ikara, that there's one thing that is the essence. That's the Kodesh Hashem Elokecha, Lashem Lakoin. There's one thing here that's the essence. And this is all. These are all of the things you should do to bring out that essence in the fullest way. But that doesn't change the fact about which one is the essence. But you don't know, but it's not speaking contemporaneously. It's not speaking in that fashion. So you have no idea what makes the Zika. All you know is that there's one of them that's the essence, and it should be merged with the other one in order to create the full Kiyam. Now we also know that once the merger is complete, then they're fixed together. But you have no idea from this Pasuk when that happens. The Pasuk is just telling you everything Me'ikara, projecting everything ahead. For some reason, he thought you could split it and say the tenufa is that the tenufa is that it's like you could, that the pasuk is expressing a reality after the tenufa but before the shechita. And they're saying no, that's not consistent. If you're going to say it's talking after tenufa, then kodesh l'Hashem l'kohen is after shechita. Let's see the next one.
That's good.
So the next one goes like this. If at first you don't succeed, try again, right? That's it. Try in the next one, though, not in the same one. So it goes like this. He says like this. This will advance our knowledge a little bit. He says, you want to say that the Shechita makes the Zika, but there's a problem. Because there's a Mishnah that says like this. And the Mishnah is talking about the Lach Metoda. So what's the Lach Metoda? So as you bring in you want to bring a carbon toda, it's a shlamim, and with that shlamim you bring 40 loaves of matzah and chametz, and one from each, it's ten of four different varieties. 10 each of four different varieties. And you do a shechita, and the lechem has to be in the azara at b'shah shechita, and then it's mekadesh shechita, mekadesh that lechem. And you give one of each variety to the kohen, and the other 36 are eaten by the bala karban. Okay? So now, the Mishnah goes through different possibilities. If before the Shechita occurred, basically speaking, some kind of a psul happens, right? There are three different varieties of the psul. Either the lechem breaks, it's yotza, or it becomes tame, right? We don't need to go through all three of these. It's basically the same story three times. All right, last one's a little bit more complicated with the tzitz, but it's the basic story, right? What's the basic story? The basic story is like this. If some type of psul occurred before the shechita, ad shelo shochta, nifrasa, lachma, if the lechem breaks before the shechita occurred, no problem, bring new lechem. Because nothing started. There was no zika for sure. So just bring new lechem. V'shochet. If after the shechita occurred, then the lechem broke. So then, what do? So then, do the zrika, eat the basar, because it still is a good carbon, but you're not yotze, you're chiyuv of toda, because the lechem is pasul. So once you brought your carbon toda, you had your lechem already in the azara. You shechted the toda, now the lechem and the toda become fixed. And now if anything happens to that lechem, you cannot, it's ma'akev your mitzvahs toda. It's ma'akev your chiyav neder. The carbon's not possible. It still is a good carbon. But in terms of mitzvahs toda, you're to be Mekayim, your neder, you're not going to be able to be Mekayim over there. So what do? Of course, you follow through in the carbon, and the lechem is possible. Now, if it was after the zrika, so then you basically yotze yachiv already, because the zrika is the fulfillment of the whole carbon, and you just take one of the good loaves for the kohen. Okay? So that's the basic point. Before shechita, nothing has occurred. After shechita, they're fixed, but the kiyam has not yet been fulfilled. And after zrika, the kiyam is fulfilled. That's basically the seder. Okay? So what's the question here? So the question is, v'yisolka daitach shechita osa zrika. Right? Kevan shehuzkaku ze lo ze b'shechita. Ifsul le lechem, tifsul le toda. So to the Bryce, the Mishnah says, if there was a psul after the shechita, the lechem is pasul. And the carbon proceeds. But if there really was this zika at shechita, then the carbon itself should be pasul. Because now they need each other. And the carbon can't even have a kiyam hakrava without kasher lechem. That's what zika means. What zika means, this avoda with the lechem is now a unit that is indivisible. And if there's a mitzvah's lechem that cannot be fulfilled, then the whole carbon is possible. It's like a chelik of the carbon now. It's like part of it's a psul that happened to the carbon. That's what the zika means.
So where is the zika?
That's the Gemara's question. So you see, even Shechita doesn't seem to make a Zika. You're telling me Shechita makes a Zika, but if Shechita really made a Zika, then why? Then how? Then that would be impossible to say the lechem is pasul and the carbon is kasher. That's exactly what the Zika would mean. Tifsol nami toda velo tizrok afilu shelo lishma. You shouldn't even do Zrika on the carbon, on the toda.
What's the
Asara?
Where
does it say that?
No, like before.
So the Gemara's answer is what? The Gemara says, Shani Toda derachmana kariye shlomim. Ma shlomim craven below lechem, af toda karva below lechem. Now the Gemara says, it's the reason why, even though shchita creates a zika by the lachme toda, I'm sorry, by the Shtei Alechem, that's really, and not by the Lachmei Toda, that's because the Toda becomes converted to a Shlomim when it becomes Pasul. In other words, it says, Toda Shlomov, Mashma da'afa pisha hayusa Toda b'shas Lachma, choseres lios Shlomim, below Lechem. Of a kivse atzeres im lachma korui shlomim. So, you know, it means it like this. Or lo korui shlomim. I don't know what he wants to say. They always do that. Two girsas. Either one is with positive and negative. You choose. So it means it like this. That it's really true that the shechita creates a zika. The zika really does create the zika. But it's a zika for the kiyam toda. It's a kiyam for the shalmei toda. The only thing is, there's a gzeres akosov that says that if you have shalmei toda and they can't be, and it becomes pasul b'toras toda, it gets turned into a shlomim ba'alma. So once you had that zika and the lechem becomes pasul, yeah, you're right. You really can't. You really, your shlomim of Toda is gone. But there's like a secondary system of shlomim that kicks in. But by lachmei Toda, there's no such thing like that.
You mean
by Atzeres? By Atzeres, there's nothing like that.
Why not?
Because the Torah doesn't call the regular kivsei Atzeres a shlomim, a stam shlomim. The Toda is referred to a shlomim even without reference to the lechem. So it has two tracks. it has the without the lechem, it'll be a general run of the mill shlomim. But with the lechem, it'll have a kiyum, it'll have your mitzvahs, hakravas, toda, shalmei toda. So if you made a neder or a nedava to bring a toda, and you lost the lechem along the after the zika, so you're not mekayim your mitzvahs toda. But because there is this idea that the shalmei toda is really a shlomim it's a shlomim that's been, with like the upgraded package of Toda. All right, so you lost the Shalmei Toda, so it reverts back to the base level of shlomim. But the Shalmei Atzeres, there's no two kinds of shlomim, there's no shlomim of the Tzibur other than this. So this is the only form of Shalmei Tzibur, with the Lechem. Once you have that Zika, and it's broken, the only thing is, what about according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds you can have a Shalmei without the Lechem? Right? What's that?
Ben Nanas,
so the other, yeah. But he wants to say as a legacy. That's what Rashi's trying to work it out. He says, what was the Shita say? Tevas Mashma Eina. Okay. He says, Todas Shlomov. That's where the Pasuk calls it a Shlomov. Da'af al pisha hayisa toda b'sha'as lachma, even though it already was a toda with the lechem, choseras lios shlomim. Doesn't just call it a toda, it calls it toda shlomov. That implies even with the toda state, it still retains its identity of shlomim. He says, but by the shtei lechem of a kivsei atzeres, im lachma koroi shlomim, or lo koroi shlomim. That's your choice. What does the pasuk say? They want to say like this. They want to say that even while it has the shame toda, the shame shlomim is still extant by the shalmei toda, because it calls it toda shlomov. So even though it has been fixed as a toda, it hasn't never excluded the identity of shlomim, of ordinary shlomim, from it. But he's saying, but by the kivsei atzeres, you don't have Xeris Akasas. You need Xeris Akasas to tell you that even though it's no longer capable of fulfilling what it is now, it can drop down to a different level. You have that by Pesachim. If you have a Karban Pesach that's brought after the Zman, it's a Shlomim. There's certain things like the Moser HaPesach is a Shlomim. Or if you Shech the Karban Pesach Shlo Lishmo.
What is it called in the Torah?
I don't remember how they darshan that. But you need to have if the thing is defined as a toda, and now it can't fulfill a toda, so it's possible. Unless there's a Xeris HaKosav that says a possible toda is a shlomim, basically. But there's no din like that by the Kivsei Atzeres. So it's true you could have brought the kvasim according to Ben Nanas without the lechem, but that would have just been a regular shlomim. But once it has the status of the zika, now it becomes like a toda, like a new cheftza. And that excludes the identity of shlomim. By the yachid, it never does. So you see, it really converts into another thing going to him.